This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palkad. The top U.S. infectious diseases doctor is warning senators the coronavirus will spread if the country opens up too soon. Dr. Anthony Fauci says if federal guidelines to reopen are not followed, little spikes will become outbreaks across the U.S. Dr. Fauci was referring to the White House's Opening Up America Again plan, which includes three 14-day phases that states are urged to consider implementing as they allow schools and businesses to reopen. Following Dr. Fauci's testimony, California's state university system, the largest in the U.S., canceled classes for the fall semester because of the coronavirus, while Los Angeles County said its stay-at-home order was likely to be extended by 3 months. Globally, more than 292,000 people have died as several countries have begun easing measures to contain the coronavirus, despite confronting upsurges and warnings of a second outbreak. South Korean officials say coronavirus screening has surged since authorities introduced anonymous testing as they scramble to tackle a nightclub cluster amid concerns anti-gay prejudice could impede the response. In Spain, two foreign ministry sources tell Reuters the country is planning to keep borders closed to foreign travelers until July. The move is to try to avoid a second wave of contagion. Land borders with France and Portugal remain closed as they have since mid-March. For the second straight day, there are no new cases of COVID-19 in New Zealand. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and Ministry of Health Director General Ashley Bloomfield made the announcement on Wednesday. Bloomfield called the news encouraging as most businesses look to reopen as of midnight on Wednesday. This is VOA News. In other news, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as part of the secretary's one-day visit to Israel on Wednesday. Ahead of the talks, both men said their conversation would focus on fighting the COVID-19 plague, continuing to counter Iran and the formation of Israel's new unity government, now scheduled for Thursday. Secretary Pompeo has now moved on to a meeting with Speaker of the Knesset Benny Gantz. President Trump's years-long refusal to release his tax records is now in the hands of the U.S. Supreme Court. On Tuesday, justices weighed whether Congress and local prosecutors have the authority to investigate a sitting president. The president has refused to make his taxes public, but federal courts in New York and Washington ruled against him last year, prompting Trump's lawyers to appeal the decisions to the Supreme Court. A federal judge says he will not immediately rule on the Justice Department's decision to dismiss its criminal case against former Trump administration National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, saying he will instead let outside individuals and groups weigh in with their options. The move suggests U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan is not inclined to automatically rubber stamp the department's plan to dismiss the Flynn prosecution. The Taliban is warning it is ready to fight back after Afghan forces were ordered to resume strikes in response to a series of deadly attacks, further unraveling a fragile peace process. A daylight assault on a maternity hospital in Kabul on Tuesday, which killed at least 14 people, including infants and nurses, was followed by a blast at a funeral in the country's Restive East, leaving 24 mourners dead. Reuters is reporting airlines and airports are recommending a layered approach to temporary safety measures as air travel restarts. They are warning that no single measure can mitigate all of the risks during the pandemic. The plan laid out by the International Air Transport Association and Airports Council International to reassure governments it is safe for the public to fly includes contact tracing, temperature screening, social distancing, extra cleaning, and wearing masks. An Ethiopian anti-aircraft missile brought down the Kenyan plane that crashed in the Somali town of Bardale last week, killing 6 people on board. The news comes from multiple sources who spoke to VOA's Somali language service. You can read more about this story on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. I was running from my brother and his friends. And tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart. Broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen cigarettes, running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs, when we got paid. Buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown. I can't wait to go home.
My name is Nikki Strong. We're going to have a VOA virtual global town hall going down this week on VOA 1, the hits at 8 UTC this Thursday. So make sure you listen and check it out. All right. One of the ways that we just want to keep you informed. Here is Liam Payne with Stack It Up on VOA 1, the hits.
I don't want to be broke when I D.I.E. Want to be living it up in VIP. Trying to get in the club, they want to see ID. Want me to wear nice shoes in the T.I.E. I've been working and getting by, but that ain't enough to satisfy. Cause I got dreams for you and I. So so I got money on my mind. So if you wanna stack it up, man, you gotta work for it. Flex hard like DOE, but right now my car need the MOT, and I can't give the daddy no TIP, but like him I got dreams and they BIG. Try to be a better guy, but that wouldn't have to satisfy. I got dreams for you and I got money on my mind. So if you wanna stack it up, man, you gotta work for it. Lamborghini Urus, bought it when I first saw it. She called me creeping, I had to buy her a purse for it. I think if I ain't have money, I'd be the worst for it. And if I ain't have money, I would've been lost. But the loudest ones was the brokers, I was a talker. The loudest ones was the brokers, and I was struggling. Girls call me friend, now they owe me that money coming in. Seen the wrong fiend, I put it in Louis luggages. Took a sister, lean, bought her a couple luggages. Wasn't always sweet, Capri Suns for 50 cent. Now I just hate to reminisce.
If you wanna stack it up, man, you gotta work for it.
This week, new music ready to download on the one.
VOA One.
Flipping through all of these magazines, telling me who I'm supposed to be. Way too good at camouflage. Can't see what I am, I just see what I'm not. I'm guilty about everything that I eat. Feeling myself as a felony. Jedi level sabotage. Voices in my head make up my entourage. 'Cause I'm a black belt when I'm beating up on myself, but I'm an expert at giving love to somebody else. I, me, myself, and I, don't see eye to eye. Me, myself, and I. Oh, why do I compare myself to everyone? And I always got my finger on the self-destruct. I wonder when I love me is enough. Enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why am I always looking for a ride or die? 'Cause mine's the only heart I'm gonna have for love. All the times I went and messed it up. Should be paying rent. I'm way too good at listening. All these comments messing up my energy. 'Cause I'm a black belt when I'm beating up on myself, but I'm an expert at giving love to somebody else. I,
me, myself, and I,
don't see eye to eye.
Me, myself, and I.
Oh,
why do I compare myself to everyone? And I always got my finger on the self-destruct.
I wonder when I love me is enough. Enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why am I always looking for a ride or die? Because I'm the only one I'm gonna have for love. After all the times I went and messed it
all
up.
The times I went and messed it up.
I wonder when I love me is enough.
hits. That's Demi Lovato with I Love Me. The Weeknd, Blinding Lights, was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It's not number one this week. What song is? The Lady DJ will tell you inside today's Hit Countdown, where she counts down the top 20 songs on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. My name is Nikki Strong. Now, that goes down at 10 and 2200 UTC every Thursday. Right now, let's get into The Weeknd, Blinding Lights on VOA1, The Hits.
Down, did it, down, did it, down, did it, down, down, down. Are you down, did it down, did it down, did it down, down, down? Down, did it down, did it down, did it down, down, down. Every single thing is feeling right. Started as a quiet Friday night. I don't really think that we should fight this. What if we don't stop until it's light? Are you down, did it down, did it down, did it down, down, down? Are you down?
Call Everyone here should have gone home, but I'm afraid of being sober. Cause the first thing I do when I'm alone is start touching myself to the photos that you used to send me. I should have deleted but kept it a secret. Is that crazy to do? So I squeeze out the lime on the ice of my drink, and the juice takes the cuts on my fingers. It still doesn't burn as much as the thought of you. Wish I could get a little more drunk so I could.
One, the hit. So on our Facebook page for our Corona check-in question, we asked, do you have any ideas when the lockdown will be let up in your particular country? And John Aduko says the curve is becoming steep in Nigeria. Man, I understand what that is like because my family's in New York and it's steep there, and I've already lost 2 family members to COVID. So make sure you stay careful. All right. VOA1, the hits.